This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. Colorado voters passed both measures on the statewide ballot in Tuesday's election. CPR's Sandy Batulga.
Propositions LL and MM were follow-ups to a previous ballot question regarding meals in public schools. Voter Mia Price supported both measures.
I have lots of neighbors who are upper-income people, and they wouldn't think of depriving kids of good food. And so I don't think that that's that controversial. I don't know. I think that that's something that there's never good ways to do this. That's where it would hurt the least.
I'm Cindy Batulga, CPR News.
And Denver voters approved five ballot measures making up the nearly $1 billion Vibrant Denver bond package. At his celebration party Tuesday night, Denver Mayor Mike Johnston thanked his campaign and city workers.
Enjoy tonight, because tomorrow we go back to work. All that we won tonight is the chance for us to deliver on the dream of what's possible for the future of Denver.
All the proposals had at least 60% of the vote Tuesday night. And several civil rights groups are criticizing History Colorado for allegedly censoring a local artist. The museum removed a painting from the new Little Saigon-centered exhibit days before it opened to the public. The artist, Madeline Druno, believes the removal was at least partly due to the depiction of pro-Palestinian messaging in the painting.
The museum never reached out to me directly. They never brought me into the discussions. I was never part of any of the meetings or email correspondence between CAPU and the museum when they were discussing my artwork.
The museum says they do not use public funding to display current political opinions for or against candidates or issues. This is CPR News. It's 6:06. You can find more news from all across Colorado at cpr.org.